A 17-year-old student is in custody after they allegedly were found with a gun at Lake Middle High School this afternoon. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says deputies working as resource officers in the Lake Local School District responded to a report of a student with a firearm around 1:20. The teen was found to have a loaded pistol in his backpack. He was arrested and charged with one count each of receiving stolen property and illegal conveyance or possession of a deadly weapon or dangerous ordnance in a school safety zone. The student is not believed to have had a plan to cause harm to other students or school staff. An investigation continues. A man is being treated for injuries suffered when he was shot in Canton. Police say it happened in the 1200 block of 18th Street Northwest around 8:30 Tuesday night. The 22-year-old victim was shot in the chest. He was taken to Mercy Hospital. Responding officers found blood inside a home, along with three pistols, live rounds, several bags of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Witnesses told police they had heard multiple gunshots inside the house. A man reportedly was running from the address with another man running after him. The Timken Company reports first quarter net income of $78.3 million compared with $103.5 million in 2024. Adjusted net income of $98.6 million compared to $125.7 million a year ago. President and CEO Richard Kyle said the company posted solid results in a time of heightened uncertainty. Timken updated its 2025 outlook to show forecast adjusted earnings of $5.10 to $5.60 per share. Revenue is expected to be flat to down 2.5% for the year. New contracts are in place for some employees of the Canton City School District. The Board of Education approved three-year agreements with the Ohio Association of Public School Employees Monday. The contracts cover more than 700 non-teaching staff. Nutrition department employees, including cooks, will receive a 4% raise in the first year. Along with vended kitchen managers and food production staff, they will also get a 2.5% increase in base pay in the second year. Child nutrition assistants and production kitchen managers will receive a 1% addition to base pay. All members will get a 4% increase in the second year. The increase in the third year will be based on what the teachers' union negotiates. Employees covered by the second contract will get a 4% raise in the first and second years. Six support staff positions will get an additional 1% bump in base pay the second and third years, and bus drivers will receive a 1.5% raise in base pay. The contracts are effective July 1st. Marlboro Township Police say a lost pony has been returned to its owner. The animal was found on Swamp Street Tuesday. Police say they were unable to capture the pony and it headed westbound across Duquette Avenue through a field between Route 619 and Swamp toward Hartville. Officials said this morning the pony was captured in the Danbury Glen allotment and the owner was notified. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources says Tuesday's thunderstorms blew a bald eagle nest out of a tree in Madison Township, killing two eaglets. The parents survived the incident. The ODNR says the eaglets were about a month old. Ohio had about a dozen eagle nests in the 1990s. The number has risen to more than 1,000, including eight in Columbiana County. Bald eagles are protected by federal law. Bond is set at $500,000 for a man charged in connection with a Sunday shooting in Wellsville. 20-year-old Emery Childs of Wellsville was arraigned Tuesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court. He is charged with felonious assault, inducing panic, and tampering with evidence. Childs allegedly shot a teen along 18th Street. The victim suffered a gunshot wound to the wrist. Police believe the incident involved additional teens from Steubenville. Childs is scheduled to return to court May 5th. Additional arrests are expected. The trial of a Kent man accused of causing a crash that killed his passenger is underway in Portage County Common Pleas Court. Jurors began hearing the case of 51-year-old Albert D. Tommaso Tuesday. He is charged with aggravated vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, and OVI. They stem from a January 2024 collision in Kent. D. Tommaso was driving a car that slammed into the back of a Spectrum truck parked along Lake Street. He and a Spectrum employee were taken to Akron hospitals with serious injuries. D. Tommaso's passenger, 55-year-old William Williams of Kent, was pronounced dead at the scene. Police said D. Tommaso's blood alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit. A teen discovered with a loaded shotgun in Youngstown Tuesday night is in the Mahoning County Juvenile Justice Center. An officer and a state trooper were working the city's annual impact initiative when they spotted the juvenile and another teen walking at Fernley and Hilda Avenues on the city's south side. A large bulge was seen in the leg of one of the teens, who fled on foot after the officers tried to speak with him. He was arrested shortly thereafter. Police found 16 live shotgun rounds and a loaded 12-gauge shotgun under a car. The teen was booked on charges of being a felon in possession of a firearm, tampering with evidence, carrying concealed weapons, and obstructing official business. The death penalty is being considered for a father and son accused of killing a mail carrier in Warren. Prosecutors are trying to determine if 44-year-old Thomas Sledge and 24-year-old Caprice Sledge would be eligible if they are convicted for the March 2024 slaying of Jonte Davis. Defense attorneys are attempting to prevent the death penalty from being implemented. The Justice Department will decide if this is a capital case. A federal grand jury indicted the men on one count each of murder of an officer and employee of the United States and a weapons count. Davis was shot at Scott Street and Olive Avenue Northeast. The suspects are believed to have known him. They were arrested in October. Another hearing is scheduled July 8th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.